Blog Talk Radio.
Decades, we fed the streets. Molly won't get recognized till we rest in peace. Riding down the Sheridan, leather seats. Orchard dirty, need to wake up near Better Beach. Two sides to my hood, it was never peace. War stories, even God couldn't end the beast. Learn to live with loss, but you never fully heal. Polly, why be outside with the fully still? My daughter and her mother ball think it's me. She getting older now, she wanna come and live with me. Hate to have a witness all the city brings. For you, I give a kidney like my Reese. Shoot out by the deli for the last laugh. Bullets through the window, hit the rat sack. Go for me for the wake, mad sad. Take him through the borough for his last lap. 40-man indictment got me seeing bars. For the birds to be home with a fleet of cars. We was getting even, now we trying to beat the odds. At night I go to sleep just to see the stars. I throw they petty ways. They don't want it like you do. Be on your merry way. Look at Eric Mobley, made it to the NBA. Another year wiser, I get every make. Me and Shorty tryna get it right. Put those rainy days behind us, now it's getting bright. Can't be quitting on the one you love, it's a fight. Sometimes you gotta book a room, get a flight. Type of shit I wanna pass down. You too focused on who Mac and who Jack Ham. Rikers Island, Virgin Island, pick a background. Even day was overrated, last pound. Living to the fullest, life is very short. Mommy getting older, cherish every talk. Mowing by the case, then we popping every cork. Gotta stay 100 with me, not a penny short. No supporters, all we ever needed. Them haters clutching on their heart like I pledge allegiance. Came up getting even, now we out to beat the odds. Tonight I take a flight just to see the stars.
Spend a lifetime sorting through the hurt.
Yes, indeed, baby. You are now tuned in to DJ Shine on the HILL Top Radio Show. What that is? Hilltop, mother.
Shut your mouth.
What? I was only talking about the baddest radio station on the land, you hear me?
Oh.
Well, what that is?
Hilltop, Hilltop. Hilltop Radio. Hilltop Radio. Hilltop Radio. Hilltop Radio Show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. It's Monday. You guys already know what it is. It's DJ Show and another exciting show right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. And I want to thank everybody around the world for tuning in tonight. You guys know we're the hottest streaming radio show worldwide. And also, we got some special announcements to make tonight, throughout tonight, before we get up out of here. But let's go ahead and get this party started right now. Got a hot young hot, young, talented Southern Soul artist that's in the building with us. My man Jay Late. What up, man? How you feeling tonight, man? Welcome to the show.
What's going on, man? Everything is good, man. Glad to be here.
Hey, man. Again, man, thank you for being a part of our show tonight, man, and, you know, connecting with you and networking with you, man, and getting to know you a little bit, man. But tell the listeners, who's Jay Late?
Well, man, you know, Jay Late is a soul artist, man, a songwriter, producer, entrepreneur. Man, I'm from Tennessee, from a very small city. Bolivar, Tennessee sits right in the middle of Memphis and Nashville. Been in the music game, man, you know, my whole life, man. Started out in gospel, and around the 15 years old, I decided I wanted to do R&B and started producing, man, and here I am, man. Making moves.
All right, man. Another hot artist, man. So, you know, you've been in the game, got a background, you know, your background, got a foundation and everything, man. And how do you feel, in your opinion, the Southern Soul scene, man? How you feel about it as an artist?
Well, Southern Soul, you know, it's been really cool, man. I put my first Southern Soul song out about 3 years ago. It's called Party. And actually when I did the record, man, I was really just, you know, just trying it out, just doing one song in that genre just to see how it go. And then it hit number 17 on the iTunes charts and, people started showing love and man, I just kept making a little music in it and, you know, in Southern Soul. It's a little different, you know what I'm saying? And I love some of the trail ride. I did a trail ride last year, man. And that was my first trail ride and just getting used to, the way they do things over there, man. So, but it's been cool, man. The love on the road and everything has been amazing, man. And people have been showing major love. I like how people, you know, party over in Southern Soul. So it's been really, really cool, man. Really cool.
It's lovely, man, when you can get a lot of black folk in one area without any confrontation or any negativity in it, man. You know, they just, it's like one big-ass family reunion, man. You know, people just come and party and, the kids are doing their thing, you know, the grown-ups are doing their thing, you know, the 30-year-olds are doing their thing, you know, everybody's doing their thing, but, you know, they all come together as a whole, man. It's very, you know.
Yeah.
The only thing, you know, us black people can do, man, these trail rides, which keep us together. We need that at every city or every town or something like that.
right. It's been cool.
Man, you mentioned party. We're going to jump into party real quick, man, before we get started.
Okay.
But before we get into party, man, let everybody know where they can follow you at on social media and where they can go and get your music, copy your music.
Man, you can definitely follow me on social media, whether you're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, wherever, man. Just put in I am Jay Late. That's I-A-M J-L-A-K-E. I am Jay Late, man. You put that in and you're going to pull me up everywhere. My music is available on all digital outlets. So wherever you stream your music, you know, I'm there. Just put in Jay Late, man, and my music going to pop up. So that's me.
All right, man. You mentioned 3 years ago you dropped your first Southern Soul track was Party. Talk to us about Party, man. We're going to get it cracking for everybody. Get a chance to check it out. Go ahead, talk to us.
Yeah, man, Party is just a record, man, just talking about, you know, just everyday life, you know, getting off on Friday, getting paid, you know what I'm saying, looking for a good time, you know what I'm saying, stopping by the store, get you a little something, you know, a drink on, get you a little swag on and step out, you know what I'm saying, so it talks about that in the record, man, so this is Party.
Soul Link!
Yeah. I wanna party.
I wanna do it one time for Southern Soul.
Casino.
It's your boy JL.
We can run to the country.
You know it's Friday.
As long as I just got paid. We are having fun.
And I'm ready to have a good time.
Yeah. It's Friday. Just got off. About to run by the store. Get a 12-pack of that cold Michelob. Gotta run home. Take a shower, put on some clothes.
Yeah, I gotta get fresh so I can step out.
Put on my best cologne, check the mirror. might ride to the country by the juke joint and hang with the neighbors.
You know I'm always down for the country.
Yeah.
Man.
Frying fish on Friday.
This is my daddy, little brother.
I might stop by and get me a plate before it get too late. All I'm trying to tell you,
I wanna party.
I just wanna have a good time.
Casino,
it don't matter. I got money.
We can ride to the country by the juke joint.
As long as we are having fun. Come on and ride with me.
Casino,
I'm feeling lucky tonight.
We can ride to the country by the juke joint.
As long as we are having fun.
It don't matter, I just wanna have a good time.
Good time, play it for me.
Right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Let's bring in my co-host Money Mike, man. What do you think about party, bro? Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's good? What's good? What's good? I love it. It's a real smooth but party vibe. So definitely like my grown man. I'm getting ready. I'm going to go get it in. So I love the fit and the feel of that. I'm definitely on my way to the party. We're here at the party. Then even when I'm leaving the party, hoping to, you know, kick up the after party. Definitely. I hear three ways all night long.
All right, all right. And super producer Scrap Iron, welcome to the show, man. What do you think about that jam party, man?
Man, I came in right when it was coming on, man. So, I mean, I'm loving it. I'm sitting here. I'm in my damn chair in front of my studio. I'm just like, I'm out there put some moves in on the floor with a little female, man. Hey, the joint is hot. It's hot.
Appreciate,
man. I like
appreciate
that. You know, you that whole sway to it, man. So you definitely got me on that one, bro. That one's hot, man.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man. For it to be 3 years old, JL, man, I would release that, man, because it's what's going on right now, man. You know, partying,
right?
You know, having a good time. You know, it is a trail ride jam. It is a club jam. I mean, I would re-release it, man. Just see what it does. Even though it's 3 years old, you know, old music is good music. Whoever hasn't heard it before, I would re-release
it. Real like me. Look, just like me. I never heard it, and I'm like, dang, man, that thing jamming.
Yeah. Well, you know, right now, you know, I got other music. I've released other music outside of Party. But, man, according to the numbers, man, Party is still the biggest record right now for me.
Yeah.
So it's still doing its thing.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, again, man, we got Jay Late, a.k.a. JL, is in the house with us here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Jay, what's the biggest challenge, man, that you see, you know, in the Southern Soul genre, man? What's the biggest challenge that you see or ran into or, you know, have, you know, irritated you, you know?
Well, you know, so far, you know, I'm a different type of guy, man. You know, I kind of stay out of the way. You know, I really don't get into the trouble and everything. But, you know, since I came over, man, I started seeing that a lot of people, you know, don't really kind of like each other, or, you know, it's just kind of like some sideline stuff be going on, even with the promoters, you know, some promoters, some artists,
that type of thing, but I stay out of it. But I kind of hate that, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, like I said, so far, man, it's been a good run for me because, you know, I do good business, you know what I'm saying? When I'm booked on shows, I make it fair and easy mm-hmm. for the artist, you know, for the promoter to book me and, you know, working with the DJs and everything like that. So for me personally, it's been a nice run for me. You know, just looking in on the outside, looking in, I see different things, but, you know, I try to keep the straight and narrow way, you know. When I first came in, though, you know, a lot of the artists, man, they welcomed me, you know, like the LJ Echols, Omar Cunningham. I've been knowing Kevin Richardson for many years, and J1, those guys, man, they welcomed me in, you know, into Southern Soul, so that was really cool.
So another question to what I just asked you, if you had a chance to fix something in the genre, what would it be?
Well, like I said, you know, a lot of people are, you know, it's a lot of division, man, in the genre from what I've been seeing. So I would definitely, man, try to find that situation and kind of pull it together. And I don't think it's like I think it should be more organized, I would say, as well. Like, I don't feel like it's kind of organized. So I think organization would be one of the biggest things that I would try to fix if I was able to do that.
Yeah. I say if the promoters, the DJs, radio, and artists, if everybody get on the same page, you know,
right.
the genre can be a decent genre. And like
right,
you
right.
said, you know, those clicks and these promoters
Absolutely.
That instead of answering to the fans, stop answering to certain artists and,
right.
and stop letting the artists control who they book in this, you know, in particular
right.
cities and towns. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I heard people say they do that, you know what I'm saying? Which is kind of crazy, but you know, I got a really close promoter friend that works, you know, he's a major promoter, and he always tell me, he was like, hey, Jay, you know, don't go out here begging, you know what I'm saying, begging for no gigs, you know what I'm saying? Just let the music speak for itself. And this is the type of person I am. I want my music to speak for itself. I want you to call me because you love what I got going on, you know, but a lot of, you know, I've heard that it's been a lot of cutthroat, you know, stuff like, you know,
yeah.
picking and choosing, like, hey, if you book this guy, I'm not going to be on your show type stuff, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, man, that's crazy. That's crazy, man.
That's right, man. I feel you, man. This is the Hilltop Radio Show, and we got the one and only JL is in the house. Scrap, anything you want to ask JL, my brother?
Oh, I mean, you know me, I'm always interested in that production side of things, you know. So, you know, the person, the people that you've been working with them for a while?
Well, actually, man, I write and produce all my records.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's
what's up.
Yeah, so I really haven't been working with anybody on the writing side and the production. All of my music, man, for my whole music career, 97% of my records has been produced by me. So
wow.
Yeah, I'm just kind of like the one stop shop, man.
You know,
write,
I,
produce,
I do like with my
engineer.
Stuff yeah,
yeah,
I like
yeah,
to,
most definitely.
I get your opinion on that. I mean, your position on that, because sometimes you hear the things that you want to hear, and if you really in tune to yourself and your level of production, you know
right.
what you're going to sound good at. You know what to take in, take out, you know. So, man.
Absolutely.
Hey, I'm feeling you on that, brother, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, along the way, if you have to meet, cross paths with somebody, they might feel you. Because, see, I started working with Money Mike over there some years back, and when I went to them guys, man, I said, you know, I hear something. And I gave them a sound that made them, you know, stand out, you know, because
right.
of what I was hearing. So I became real close with Money Mike over there, you know, and we formed a pretty good a team by, you know, just taking an opportunity to listen to what I had, and we produced it, put it out there, and folks were like, oh, man. So, but, yeah, brother, keep up the good work. I'm looking forward to some of your, hearing a lot more of your projects.
I appreciate that, man. Appreciate that.
Anything you want to ask Money Mike?
Just take me through your songwriting process. Like, how do you go about when you sit down and write you a song?
Well, man, you know, I kind of, being that I produce it myself, man, most of the time, I make tracks. A lot of times I make tracks first, you know, at least start on an idea of a track. It may not be finished, but I'll start a melody, you know, and start out like that. And I'll be kind of, man, honestly, I kind of write and produce my record at the same time. So it's like I start out with a melody, and then normally while I'm making that, words, the hook start coming to me. So, you know, I got a foundation of a track. I got the hook, and then I start building from there. You know what I'm saying? And I normally write my verses around my hook. You know what I'm saying? It's just like a book or a storyline. You know, you got a subject, and you got to build around that. So that's how I build, man. Like a lot of people, some people write from front to back, you know, verses, and then they come up with a hook later. But my music and my hook always come first, and then I start writing, you know, verses around that hook.
Okay.
Yeah, that's been my process, man, for many years. And I also, you know, like I've got a couple tracks from different producers, but you know, it's got to be like really dope, you know, and really catchy for me. You know, it really got to fit me. Like people done sent me beats, but sometimes it doesn't work. But if it's me, I'm jumping on it. You know what I'm saying? But this another thing too. I really like that's another reason why I produce my records. I really like my music to accompany my song. You know what I'm saying? Like I like my music to be built for the particular song. So that's why I'm kind of doing everything, you know, together, because I just don't, you know, necessarily all the time want a track from somebody and then I'm trying to write a song to make it fit. You know, I build it up all together. You know what I'm saying?
Actually, that's correct. Actually, that is the correct way of how they used
right.
to do it back in the day. Yeah. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Systems have changed now. You know. Yeah. You know, you got these computers that really do everything for people instead of doing
absolutely.
The old-fashioned way. Yeah. Yeah. Well, man, let's get into another jam, man. Do Right. Let's talk about that one.
Okay, well, Do Right is a brand new single, man. It's only been out about 12 days, so I'm pushing that record. And I really kind of did that song back into, you know, kind of back on the soul side, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I was an R&B, just doing R&B, and that's where I built my fan base. So I wanted to give them something, you know, this time. So, yeah, and Do Right is just talking about, man, you know how you've been in a relationship, the guy, and he's been messing up in the relationship for so long. And when he decides, man, you know, I want to be a good man to my woman, I want to do right, she's still thinking you out here doing things. You know what I'm saying? So I wrote a song about it, man. It's called Do Right. It's written and produced by me as well. So I hope y'all love it.
I know I gave you trouble in the past, but I'm not the same man I used to be. I had to make a change in my life. I had to make things right. I know I broke you, damn near destroyed you, made you cry all night long, doing all I can just to make things better, but it just don't seem like we gon' make it.
When I try to do right,
when I try to do right,
always come back home.
Every time I try,
I'm trying to be a better man.
All I can do right
but
now,
you think I'm running in the street,
you still think I'm in the street.
When I try to do right,
when I try to do right,
always come back home.
Always come back home.
Girl, I'm trying to be a better man.
the bed, lay down to sleep. You always turn your back on me. Every time I try to have a good conversation, you always find a way to disagree. No matter if I come right home from a long day of work, you find a way to give me funny face. I don't know what to do to get through to you. This thing is getting a little crazy. We're not trying to do right. Oh yeah.
Always
on
girl,
me.
I'm trying to be a better
no matter
man.
What I do right.
But you think I'm running in the streets.
I done left the streets.
We're not trying
yeah.
to do right.
Do right.
It always comes back.
You
on
always
me.
Turn your back on
girl,
me.
Girl, I'm trying to be a better man.
I'm a new man, baby.
But you think I'm running in the streets.
You think I'm running in the streets. How long does it take to get through to you?
I wanna know, babe.
Tell me how long does it take to get through to you?
I wanna know.
Cause when I try to do right, hey,
it always comes back on me.
Try it, babe.
Girl, I'm trying to be a better man.
Trying to do the best I can.
Running in the streets.
I don't want the street.
I
want you, babe.
Right.
Right, that's Do Right, right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. My man JL is in the place, man. Well, before I say anything, let's welcome over the Chocolate Goddess. Double Chocolate, talk to us. What do you think about Do Right?
I take you back after that. Sing that to me, baby. I am feeling that. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Appreciate that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, black men don't cheat anyway.
Say what now?
Black
say
men
what
don't
now?
Cheat. Black men
don't
cheat anyway.
Don't give me son. Don't give me son. Don't give me son. Smooth voice too. I'm loving it.
Appreciate
oh, yeah.
that. Much love.
For a second there, man, I thought you was Keith Sweat begging boy. Go ahead. Like, go
Well, you know, I was trying to give, I was trying to bring that 90s vibe, you know what I'm saying, to that record, you know what I'm saying? Like LSG, you know what I'm saying? That
yeah.
type of stuff.
Yeah, try. You yeah, already, you're already there with that track, man. Do right.
Appreciate it.
Money Mike.
Oh, man, I'm going to keep it so real when I say this. I'm going to go against the grain on the black men don't cheat. You took me back to myself. You made me look in the mirror on that one, man. My old self. You said it exactly. Look, you wrote it, but man, I feel like I sit there and wrote it with you. I'm like, man. You hit the nail on the head with that one, brother. That's some real talk.
Oh, yeah.
That's that real talk. Like that's that self evaluation real talk. Cause I remember this old lady was like, you just ain't gonna do right,
right.
now, baby. I'm doing right, baby. You don't hear me,
right,
baby. I'm
absolutely.
Doing right. So definitely, man. I love that, bro. I love it.
Okay. Appreciate it, man.
And Scrap, talk to us, bro.
Oh, man, I love it, man. I, you know, come from a place where, you know, I'm on my second marriage, and so I'm tell you, I've been that guy. So, you know, real close to home. So now and then, you know, I think that's one of the things that, you know, for somebody, you know, that felt that, lived that, and hear it, you know what I'm saying, they going to relate to it. That's relatable music, man, and it's jamming, you know. So, but I can say is, man, he ain't let me down yet, brother. I'm still impressed.
Appreciate
you,
man. I'm expecting you
to, but I'm loving what I've heard so far.
Okay, appreciate it.
All right, man. Man, is any female artists, out there, man, you would love to collab with? Any of them that's got your eye, you know, your eye on them? Any of them that, you know, you like?
Man.
You know what I mean?
Well, R&B wise, man, you know, I'm a Jasmine Sullivan. I love Jasmine Sullivan, man.
Mm-hmm.
So I would love to definitely do some work with her. You know what I'm saying? I also, you know, I actually had an artist, man, a female artist. She passed, but she was amazing too. And so yeah, man, I've been working with some female artists. Been writing for other female artists as well. But mainstream artists, definitely be like Jasmine Sullivan. Soulful, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. What about any Southern soul artists, female artists out there?
I'm not sure if you're familiar with a lot of them, but it's an artist by the name of Jason A. I like her, you know, I like her. I mean, she works with Wendell B. I like her work because she's in Southern soul, but she still has a R&B soul flavor, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And I liked it about her. I liked it about her sound, so... yeah, I think I would definitely match up, you know, really well with her on some music.
Yeah, I have her coming on the show next month. Her and Wendell
okay.
be coming on the show next month, yeah.
So okay, yeah, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's a cutie, too. She's a cutie pie, too, so yeah.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most
definitely. Yeah. What about any other Southern Soul brothers that you like? I know you mentioned them in the beginning of the show, but any of them that you would like to do a produce, write for,
well,
or, you know,
well,
collab with?
Yeah, well, actually, man, I have a song with Omar Cunningham, which is a songwriter over in Southern, artist and songwriter. So when I first came into Southern Soul, working in Southern Soul, he put me on his album. So I got a record with him on his album. I got LJ Eccles on the Party remix. I got a remix out, a Party with LJ Eccles on it. Actually, I'm producing, I just produced LJ's upcoming single. So he's getting ready to release a single that I produced. I just wrote a song and wrote and produced a song for Karen Brown. I'm sorry, not Karen Brown, Karen Wolf, you know, over in Southern Soul. I've been on J1's tour. I've been doing some dates on his tour. So I pretty much, man, been working with a lot of the guys over there. Like I said, I've been knowing Calvin Richardson for like 13, 14 years, and he's kind of like one of my, you know, mentors, one of the artists that I always looked up to. And, for you know, we've talked about doing some music together. So hopefully, man, you know, that'll be a big milestone to get that done with Calvin, you know what I'm saying? But as far as the other artists, I've been working with a lot of them already. So that's been really amazing.
Well, man, you do me a favor. You make sure that we get your new music with whoever you're producing this stuff. And then you make sure you let Calvin Richardson know that Hilltop Radio Show is waiting on him to bring his butt on here so we can interview his ass.
Okay. I got you.
Yeah, do that. I'll beat you to the punch before Love After Dark reaches out to him. I'm going to get him first. You know
what I'm saying? You get Calvin Richardson, baby. It's still gonna be Love After Dark Part 2. I love me some
Calvin. Yeah, anything you want to ask him, Double Chocolate? Anything you want to ask?
No, I know I came on late, so I missed a song.
Oh, you missed Party. Do Right is the second one we played. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think we need a replay. I'm just saying.
All right. We'll play Party. We'll go back and play that last. Because we got his new stuff coming up. Jay. Talk to us about One of a Kind. That sounds like another, you know, that you're reaching out to the ladies.
Urban Mystic is a really good friend of mine. Actually, I was just with him this past weekend. We did a show together, and so I had, you know, been friends with him for a long time, and we had talked about doing some music a long time ago, and never really got it done. So when Party came out, he reached out to me, was like, man, I wish I had got on that song, you know what I'm saying? But it was already out, it was already moving and everything. So I said, well, I still want to do a record with you, you know? And he was like, man, look, I trust your work, you know what I'm saying? I trust your sound. So whatever you come up with, I'm getting on it, you know what I'm saying? So I went in the studio, and I created One of a Kind. And One of a Kind is just talking about, you know, my lady is one of a kind, ain't a thing out in the streets. You know, I don't have to be out in the streets because I got what I need at the crib. So I created this song, and I sent it to him. And, man, he went in the studio and did his thing, sent it back to me, man. And that's the second song behind Party that's doing really well right now. And Irv has been doing reels and everything and doing his thing on social media with it. So people have been loving it. So this is One of a Kind featuring Urban Mystic.
All right.
Woo! One of a kind. Oh, yeah. Ain't a thing out in those streets.
One of a kind.
Man. My woman, she's real good. Always treat me right. Always got my back through the ups and downs, happy or sad, she makes it all right. Yes, she does. No need for running around, playing out in the street. I got a good woman at home, and she just what I need. My girl is
one of a kind.
One of a kind. Nobody like the one I love. I searched all over. My girl is
one of a kind.
One of a kind. Yes, sir.
Ain't a thing out in those streets.
Not a thing, not a thing, not a thing. Can I get a witness?
I done made up my mind. I ain't running no more. I got a woman. No, no, she make me breakfast in the morning time. Say her prayers when I'm asleep. I don't know about the woman you want, but boy, that's just the woman I need. I made up my mind. Those boys on together. When I found out that this woman just ain't me there, I got a
one of a kind.
Got a one of a kind.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. Shoot, man, you could have put two more minutes on that song. Nobody would have tell, man, because you were into that one. Man, y'all brothers was into that one, man. Y'all should have put two more minutes on that one. You just stretched that out. I was into that.
Yeah,
one,
man.
Yeah, double tap.
Yeah, we know
this, baby. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jay Lake. I'm sorry, man.
No, I was just saying, man, Herb is a church boy like me, man. So we came up out of church, so we just had to put that stank on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Double Chocolate.
He definitely gets a... Baby. I love you already. You know, I had a big crush on Calvin Richardson, But look, I don't even know what you look like, but I like you already.
Mm-hmm.
You can sing to me, baby. Yes, indeed. I'm a fan. I am a fan. I love it. Yeah, like I said, you have a very smooth voice. Yeah, you got it. You got that R&B Southern soul feel. Yeah, that's that feel good music. I love it.
Most definitely.
Yeah, man. I said, man, you can put 2 more minutes on that one, man. That thing was grooving and
definitely
and doing what it had to do. Money Mike, right, man. Talk to us, man. What do you think?
Already, man. I'm gonna come back. I sound like I sat there and wrote that one with you. going after this one I'm interested in right now. So, man, you, the chop, what they say, to go back to old school, the chops, the music, the voice. I mean, you got it all, bro. You definitely got it all. And one of the plan, though, I'm like, yeah, I need to let somebody hear that right now. Yeah, love it. Definitely love it.
Scrap, talk to us, brother.
Oh, man. I'm over here enjoying everything I'm hearing, man. It's, you know, your music is, I've always judged music in a certain way when I listen to it. I'm actually sitting back in my studio with my head back, my eyes closed, because that song is so visual. You know, you can almost just see it, you know, and, you know, the intensity in it. And, you know, everything just sounds so genuine, man. And I'm loving it, bro. I'm just you keep doing you, bro, and don't let nobody change that. Cause that's you in tune. You are definitely in tune, brother.
Appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir.
You know, man, a good song with good production, man. You know, and you're not all over. You know, artists not all over the place trying to catch up with the beat, or the beat, you know, isn't right for their voices and stuff, man. You're there and beyond because of your background. You know, you know how to engineer, producing this and that, and you're doing stuff the way you said you do. Your layout is actually, it's the original way they used to do it back in the day. Anyway, it's supposed to be the way you're supposed to do it. And then you do the backgrounds, and then you do what you got to do. But a lot of people, you know, do the song, and then they come back and do their, you know, the other parts to, you know, to their album and stuff. But, you know, I'm not knocking the way people do their things, but you are doing it the original way it was always done back in the day. So, your production is crazy, man. And
I appreciate it,
brother, man. You know, and then the guy that you got tag team on it with you, man, he's not all over the place. You can understand him, and I love it, man. I love it. But, man, go back. Come on, man. Put 2 more minutes on that thing, man. Double chocolate and gave you 2 purrs, man. She don't normally give out a lot of purrs, but she gave you 2 purrs already. So you in the house with her.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
All right, man, we got another song, man. Part-Time Lover. Talk to us about that one.
Yeah, man. I released Part-Time Lover about 3 months ago. It's another Southern Soul record. You know, when I write records, they don't necessarily be about me all the time, but I be around people, you know, and maybe going through situations and stuff like that. That's most of the time, you know, how I build songs, you know, just listening to people and kind of, you know, get ideas and stuff like that, and then I write about it. So I wrote and produced this song as well. It's called Part-Time Lovers. Talking about, you know, you're dealing with the guy dealing with a woman that, you know, already have someone, and I'm really feeling you, you know what I'm saying, and I know that I can only be part time, you know, but I'm really, really, really digging you, you know what I'm saying. So, you know, come see me, you know what I'm saying. So, so I wrote a song about it, man. So y'all check it out.
I got to tell you how it is. Listen.
I know you got a man at the crib, but I like it when you show me what it is. Calling my phone, telling me you on the way. Let's get it in, cause I know the kind of love you can't let go. Got me begging for you, girl, and I want some more. You're my part-time lover, and I know it, girl. I gotta let you know you rock my world. Your love is so good to me, see. I just can't let go, no. Every time we get done, baby, you walk out the door, but I know I can't
have you all the time.
Have you all the time, baby. But you can be my come back to give me more. Then I realize I'm just part-time. I can't have you when I want you, and that's on my mind. I need you right here next to me, so we can make love, you and me. I really hate to let you go, 'cause when you leave, I want more, more. Your love is so good to me, see. I just can't let go, no. Every time we get done, baby, the door, but I know it can't
have you all the time.
Have you all the time, baby. But you can be my
part-time lover.
Oh, I know it can't
have you all the time.
Have you all the time, baby. Oh, baby. But you can be my
part-time lover.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I gotta be
part-time lover.
Oh, baby, when I'm lonely,
have you all the time.
I know I can't have you all the time. No, no,
part-time lover.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know it's wrong, but it feels right. Uh-huh. Can I have it tonight? Can I have it tonight? Your part-time lover. Part-time lover, your part-time lover. I can be that baby, but it feels right. I know it's wrong, baby. Can I have it tonight? Can I have you tonight? Your part-time. I know I can't be full-time. Your part-time. But give me just a little bit more. I'll be whatever I gotta be, as long as I'm with you, baby. No matter when you call me, baby. I got it bad for you. I'll be a part-time love. Yes, I will.
For this part-time lover right here on the Hilltop, we got the one and only James Blake, a.k.a. JL, is in the house. Let's go back to the chocolate goddess, double chocolate. What do you think about that part-time lover in the house?
Baby! See that? Let me find out that's how y'all be feeling, being the side dude. Yeah. They had emotions in that song. Look, you play that for them girls. Look, you got a video for this one?
Well, I have an in studio video for that one.
Baby, you need to do a video on that one. That's gonna be the new women's anthem, baby. That song right there. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be quiet because I had a husband.
It's gonna be on the couch.
Be quiet, DJ Sean.
I ain't gonna tell you business no more on social media or the radio, but scrap our talk to us, man.
Hey. Man, that's another winner, man. That's another winner, you know. Hey, shoot. Yeah, that cat turned into Mr. I Get In Where I Fit In. I'll be part time. That's it. I'm cool. So, hey,
right.
I get in where I fit in.
Right.
Another, hey, bro, you smoking, bro. You smoking right
appreciate
now.
Appreciate it, man.
And and you seize every opportunity, man. I would love to know some dates coming up, man, when you're going to be soon performing and everything, because I definitely, stuff
yeah.
near me and close to, you know, the driving range, I might come out that way and check it out, brother.
Most definitely. Most definitely, man.
Yeah.
I ain't going to say that. I don't know if Mike or Double Child has picked up on it, but the last two songs that were played, Scrappy, you've been tongue-tied and stuttering over top of them, so I don't know what's going on over there with you, man. So, you know,
I'm going to blame a little bit of it on the gin and juice that I got over there, but man, I'm loving it. I'm in the most relaxed state of mind right now, brother, and the music is A1. Hey, ain't nothing but good vibes here, bro. Ain't nothing but good vibes.
All right. Money Mike, talk to us, man.
You know, it's late. You have all of your music tonight. You have taken me on a journey of life. You speak, your music speaks of a life experience. Like, you are easily identifiable to, like, I automatically... In all of your music, if I see the me in your music, I know any listener hearing your music automatically identifies.
Most definitely.
Automatically. It, from love, from the party to love to the part-time, to like, hey, I was laughing with this one because I remember one night back in the Gap, I'm in the club, I got me two bad ones, and I'm talking some mischievous things, and I'm like, I got this. And part-time hit me. Said, I need to see you. I walked straight out the club and left him there. Left him there.
I know
part-time had it like that. Part-time had it like that. I was out.
Right.
I mean, I had successfully pulled the two for the mischief that was about to go down. But part-time called, I was out of that thing. And for y'all judge, if y'all seen part time, you'll understand why I flew up out of
Roll
that
out.
But that's another story. That's another story.
Roll out.
That's another story. But man, I like Scrap say all across the board winner, and like you done took me on the whole journey for tonight. I'm a fan. I'm a fan. I'm a supporter. Definitely. Definitely.
All right, well, we got to do this again, man, because a lot of people that's tuning into the show, man, asking me to play it one more again. So here we go again, man, part-time lover here on the Hilltop Radio Show.
I got to tell you how it is. Listen.
Wait. I know you got a man at the crib, but I like it when you show me what it is. Calling my phone, telling me you on the way. Let's get it in, cause I know that you can't stay. Got the kind of love and can't let go. Got me begging for you, girl, and I want to go. You my part-time lover, and I know it, girl. I gotta let you know you rock my world. Your loving so good and messy, I just can't let go, no. Every time we get done, baby, you walk out the door. All the time, baby, but you can be my
part-time lover.
Oh, I know I can
have you all the time,
have you all the time, baby, oh baby, but you can be my
part-time lover.
Oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah. When you leave, I just sit there, watch the door, hoping you would come back to give me more. Then I realize I'm just part-time. I can't have you and I want you and that's on my mind. I need you right here next to me, so we can make love, you and me. I really hate to let you go, cause when you leave, I want more, more. Your love is so good and messy, I just can't let go, no. Every time we get done, baby, you walk out the door. But you can be my
part-time lover.
Oh, I know we can
have you all the time.
Have you all the time, baby, oh baby. But you can be my
part-time lover.
Oh yeah,
baby, tonight. You're part-time lover.
Part-time lover.
You're part-time lover.
I can be that baby.
But it feels right.
I know it's wrong, baby.
Can I have it tonight?
Can I have you tonight?
You're part-time.
I know I can't be full-time.
You're part-time.
But give me just a little bit more. I'll be whatever I gotta be. As long as I'm with you, baby. No matter when you call me, baby. Ooh-wee, I got it bad for you. I'll be a part-time love. Yes, I will.
Madame Marie's Candle Shop and Botanical Store is now open. Located in the back of Northgate Mall, Pine Street Entrance, 1800 Evangeline Thruway, Suite 613 in Lafayette. Black owned by Roz Marie. Stop by Madame Marie's Candle Shop for sage, oils, lotions, and candles. Plus Yanni Steam, body contouring, foot detox, and spiritual guidance. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 until 6, and Saturdays 2 until 5. Stop by today. For more info, call 337-258-2354.
All right, welcome back to the Hilltop Radio Show. As requested, man, they're going crazy with that part-time lover, man, on the Hilltop Radio Show. JL, man, go ahead and get your social media outlet out again, man, and where everybody can go and listen to your music and, you know, get your music, download it, pay for it, you know, talk to them.
Yeah, man, my social media, like I said, across the board, you know, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, Facebook, you know, if you just put in I am J Lake, that's IAMJLAKE, you'll pull me up. I appreciate, you know, if everybody will follow me, even everyone that's on the platform tonight, I would love to connect with all of y'all. So just follow me on all digital, I mean, social media platforms. Also, the digital platforms, my music is available. Everything we heard tonight, plus more. Is available on all digital outlets, J Lake, man. So I appreciate that. Also, I just want to put a quick plug in. I do have my own sunglasses line. It's called Epic by J Lake. It's EPIQUE by JLake.com. So if you're into sunglasses, you got your frames and everything, go check my site out, you know, and go shop with your boy.
Yeah, man, put that in the inbox for me, man, so I can go check you out. And if you got a commercial, make a commercial for that, man, and send it to me, and I'll run it on the radio for you as well too.
I got you. I got you.
And also, I'm gonna connect you with a Double Chocolate and get you connected with her, so she can have you on her Love After Dark show.
Okay.
As well. Yeah. She'll love
gotcha.
That.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna play Party again. Since, you know, Double Chocolate missed it. But I had a show. I created a show about 3-4 years ago called Rooted in Southern Soul. I'm getting ready to bring that back. That show's gonna be coming back. I think I'm gonna do it either on Tuesdays or Thursdays. From 5 to 7, because the list of they're getting ready to do a Road to Southern Soul tour is coming up soon. I've been talking with a group from out of Phoenix that wants to do a tour with some of the best names in the business. So I'm going to recreate that show. I'm going to play the commercial, and then we'll jump right after the commercial. We're going to jump right back into Party again with J Lake, a.k.a. JL. We'll be right back, y'all.
From 5 to 7, it's about to go down. We're with DJ Sun in the Hilltop Crew tonight. He's playing new and you can't stop moving, so let the music take control. the right man wanna take you on the road. So many people on the line.
Turn your radio
on. DJ Shine is in the house tonight.
For Southern Soul
Casino,
it's your boy JL.
We can run to the country,
you know it's Friday.
As long
I just got paid,
having fun,
and I'm ready to have a good time.
Yeah, it's Friday, just got off, about to run by the store, get a 12 pack of that. Put on some clothes.
Yeah, I gotta get fresh so I can step out.
Put on my best cologne. Check the mirror and hit the door. You know what? I think I want a party. Oh yeah, might just hit the
casino.
It don't matter, I just want to drive to the country by the children.
As long as we are having fun,
have a good time.
I wanna party.
Yeah.
Casino.
It don't matter. I got money.
We can run to the country by the children.
As long as we are having fun.
I just wanna have a good time.
I might ride down to Tunica and hit the table.
It don't matter, man.
Or I might ride to the country by the joint and hang with the neighbors.
You know I'm always down for the country.
Yeah. Uncle Mike, he always frying fish on Friday.
This my dead little brother.
I might stop by and get me a plate before we get too late. All I'm trying to tell you,
I wanna party.
I just wanna have a good time.
Casino,
it don't matter, I got money.
We can run to the country by the children.
As long as we are having fun,
I just wanna have a good time.
I wanna party.
Come on and ride with me.
Casino,
I'm feeling lucky tonight.
We can run to the country by the children.
As long as we are having fun,
it don't matter, I just wanna have a good time.
Guys, make sure y'all go on that website and check them sunglasses out, man. Man, JL, man, you got some bad sunglasses on here, man. Those oversized retros, they're hot for the brothers. You got cat eyes for the ladies. Even the kids line, man, the sassy sunglasses, man. They're dope too, man. You got t-shirts.
Yeah, I appreciate
it. Jazz ladies, even the jazz ones, they're hot, foxy.
Yeah,
man, you got some good products, some good shit on here, man. Yeah,
man, I appreciate it, man.
Thank you for doing this, man. Even those
stinky
glasses, they're hot too, man. Yeah, you can get
I appreciate
in
it,
red,
man.
What's that, red and black?
Yeah, man. Actually, a lot of the Southern Soul artists are, you know, out here, they wearing my sunglasses as well. So I appreciate, man, everybody supporting. It's been really dope. My sunglasses line dropped last year, and it's been doing really well, man. I wear a lot of sunglasses myself, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's what made me jump in that business. So so I started Man Lunch last year around May, man, and it's been doing really well. So yeah, man, y'all check it out. If y'all looking for affordable, dope sunglasses, man, go check my site out.
I wish I was a sunglass dude, man, because I'd dance or get a couple of them. You know, I'm just one of those cats, man. I can't do nothing with sunglasses. You know what I'm saying? It's just.
I got you.
It just ain't my thing,
yeah,
man.
It's not for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now, if you had them in a schoolboys or something like that, or you know, the gangster, you know, NWA type glasses, I'd jump on them. Yeah.
Gangster. Yeah. I'm liking those shades, though. We only got one problem.
What's that?
You need a pair, either called Rob or Double Chocolate, so I could buy them. Yeah.
Okay, I got you. I got you.
Yeah,
you
buddy.
Know, or if you had a pair that looked like a pair of good gazelles, they'd be hot.
You just gave me an idea. You gave me an idea for the Double Chocolate, though.
Ooh. Well, I just shared it. So when you come up with the Double Chocolate pair, I'm going to need two.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
Sure, tag me, baby. If you need me to send my, well, not right now, but I can send you my eyes.
I got you.
Be quiet, you know. Baby, I'm trying to get my shades, baby.
Hey, can you give me that one more time? I'm actually just got my computer on now. That so I can get to that site for those.
It's Epic by Jay Lake. It's EPIQUE by JayLake.com. Mm-hmm. It's pronounced Epic. Epic. Yeah.
I put it in our in the group chat. Scrap.
Oh, okay.
Just hit the website and it'll go right straight to it.
I'm finna do that now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, man. I'm digging them, man. I'm really digging them.
Yeah, man.
So, Jay Lake, man, again, man, I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule, man, to join us here tonight, man. It's been fun. It's been real. You're a real brother, man. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't stop what you're doing, man. I'm going to be checking on you, in and out on you, man. And don't forget, man, anytime we drop music, man, make sure you get it to us over here on the Hilltop, man. And, you know, like I said, we got a new show coming up next month, bringing that back. I'll get you back on that show. I'll get you connected with Double Chocolate. I know she'll love to have you on her show. And, you're going to love her show. You're really gonna love After Dark show. You can believe that. Yeah. Yeah. You don't have a girlfriend, do you? You single?
I'm not single. I'm not married. I'm not married, but I'm not single though. Yeah.
I don't know. After her show, you might be single. I'm just kidding. Hey, any shout outs you want to give JL? Any shout outs, my brother?
No, man, I just want to thank y'all, man, for having me on tonight. I really had a good time, man, and I really appreciate y'all taking the time out to listen to the music. You know, you all loving all the songs is really amazing, man, because, you know, a lot of times, you know, you might hear one, you know what I'm saying, that you like, and the other ones be okay. But I appreciate y'all, man, for loving all the records, man. So just thank you for having me.
Hey, man, thank you, man. And like I said, man, I'll be in touch, man. I got your number now, and I'll be checking in on you, man, chopping up with you and things like that, man. I appreciate you, man. One love, peace, and respect to you as well.
Much love, man. Y'all have a good night.
All right, guys, we'll be right back.
I gave you trouble in the past, but I'm not the same man I used to be. I had to make a change in my life. I had to make things right. I know I broke you, damn near destroyed you, made you cry all night long, doing all I can just to make things better, but it just don't seem like we gon' make it.
When I try to do right,
when I try to do right,
always come back home.
Every time I try,
I'm trying to be a better man,
all I can do right
but
now,
you think I'm running in the street,
you still think I'm in the street.
When I try to do right,
when I try to do right,
always come back.
Always come back on
girl,
me.
I'm trying to be a better man,
doing the best I can.
But you think I'm running in the streets?
Think I'm running in the streets? Every time we go to bed, lay down to sleep, you always turn your back on me.
Every single time.
Every time I try to have a good conversation, you always find a way to disagree. No matter if I come right home from a long day of work, you find a way to give me funny face. I don't know what to do to get through to you. This thing is getting a little crazy.
When I try to do right,
oh yeah,
always come back on me.
Always on me.
Girl, I'm trying to be a better
no matter what I do right. I done left the street.
When I try to do right,
do right,
it always come back.
You always turn your back on me.
Girl, I'm trying to be a better man.
I'm a new man, baby.
But you think I'm running in the street?
You think I'm running in the street? How long does it take to get through to you?
I wanna know, baby.
Tell me how long does it take get through to you?
I wanna know.
Cause when I try to do right,
hey, it always come back on me.
Trying, babe.
Girl, I'm trying to be a better man.
Trying to do the best I can.
I'm running in the streets.
I don't want the street.
I
want you, babe. I'm a better man.
But you think I'm running in the streets,
doing the best I can. Oh,
here we go again.
Every time your phone rings, I be wondering who it is. And as soon as you walk out the room, I be about to pick it up, but my pride just won't let me. I think I'm way too fly to be that type of guy. If I'm really being honest with myself, I ain't even gon' lie.
Girl, I don't trust you as far as I can grow you. You say you wanna hear truth. Well, here it go, go. You wanna know, don't. Ain't really sure if I can trust you as far as I can grow you.
Top from 10 to 12 now. Everything you want and need to set the mood and
That's Double Chocolate Love After Dark. Double Chocolate Love After Dark Sunday night. Who we got in the house? Who you got in the house?
Sunday on Love After Dark, we're going to have Mr. Top Benoit in the building. So make sure y'all come out and, well, listen in. Soon y'all be coming out for me, but listen in to Love After Dark. Mr. Top Benoit, and we might have this guy as well. So it's a double hitter.
Well, yeah, double hitter. Yeah, that's right. Thursday night right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Wednesday afternoon we got the Demands, old school funk band from Dallas, Texas. They'll be my guest on DJ Sean Live Lunchtime Special Thursday night right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. We'll have Carlin Taylor. Will be our special guest in the house. Yeah. So let's do this. Double try to let everybody know where they can follow you at on social media.
You can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Roz Marie. You can follow me on Snapchat at Queen Roz Marie. I took down my OnlyFans, but y'all can buy a calendar. Just inbox me for your calendar. It's way better than that old fans. I can guarantee you that. And make sure you follow me on Love After Dark Sunday nights, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And make sure you catch me on Mondays and Thursday on the Hilltop Radio Show with DJ Sean and the Handsome All-Stars.
We're going to follow you on social media. I can't stand her ass.
Most definitely, y'all can always catch me on the hottest radio show Mondays and Thursday nights. And as always, I'll say, you never double chocolate, let me come on Sunday nights. You can always catch me on the Hilltop and occasionally over at the door. And at ITNG Music on all social media platforms, ITSUNGMUSIC, or the website, newungmusic.com.
What's crap?
Yeah, all right. Well, you can catch me definitely with my peoples on Hilltop Radio Show. It's at UNGMusic.com with Money Mike and everything, our family. Scrapine for God on Instagram and Scrapine PME on Twitter. So hey, hit me up.
All right, y'all know, you know, tomorrow is Tuesday. I'm gonna get ready to play this one of Double Chocolate's favorite song. So all you lovers, like Monday and tomorrow is Tuesday. How about some Tuesday love? We'll be right back.
Ooh. This is Trenice, and you're tuned in with DJ Sean live on the Hilltop Radio.
Radio.
Tuesday loving, fellas. What y'all think about that one? Good old Tuesday loving.
Oh yeah.
Hi. Oh yeah, I'm liking that.
Tuesday loving. Tuesday loving. What's the wait? Ain't tomorrow Tuesday?
Tuesday morning. Oh
yes, sir. Tomorrow is Tuesday.
Tuesday afternoon loving.
Tuesday loving all day loving.
Some Tuesday thugging and yeah.
Get it in all day. Only thing you take is a water break. A juice break. Yeah, let's say a juice break.
Juice break.
He said a juice break. That's what I was talking about. I know somebody's going to catch
juice break. Some little kid ain't going to school with a juice.
Box. Hey, all
right, y'all. This is 50 years. August the 3rd will be 50 years of hip hop in the juice box. And to each and every night we're on, we're gonna be bringing in a old school song. This is my man Justice. Let's get your drink on, get your freak on. We'll be right back.
Get your drink on, you get your freak on, you get it right. Get your drink on you, get your freak on you, get it right. Cash money, brave ones, man, trying to shut sight. Get your drink on you, get your freak on you, get it right. Get your drink on you, get your freak on you, get it right. Cash money, brave ones, man, trying to shut sight. I get black like a diamondback, spit him like a demon. Aw shit, there he go, lower levels, don't see them. Mathematics on my backbone, don't talk on no track phone. Peace to the saxophone, just I stand alone. Don't fuck with no puss, leave your ass in the dust. Your head will get bust, now that shit you can trust. Nobody can do this better, man, I am the old veteran. Let's keep this shit together, man, New York to the Netherlands. With no questions asking, I'm the main attraction. Complete from the street, bring the heat with no fraction. No good or would I spit this thing right. No what or but I keep my lyrics tight. No double time or double rhyme, just stick to the facts. I'm holding my control mind, just kick your boom back. Say peace when I rock, no peace when I stop. Peace to the gods and earth, peace to Tila Rock. Yo, peace to the universe, peace to the civilized. Knowledge to the ones who recognize that third eye. I'll break a nigga's vibe up to shred, that's a sport. Irrelevant little son of a bitch, an afterthought. Connected, disconnected, tracks are infected. Man trying to spot that shit all night, what you expected? Separation like a split egg, we still rock is what he got the track. Like a bullet, I got the lyrics like a gun. The energy and synergy together like whoa. We kick the shit like news promoters, better have that dough. We rip down all doors, pop a respect.
Tzatziki's Mediterranean Cafe. Experience our fresh lean meat, handcrafted salads, gyros, vegan and kids options available, plus family feast fit for a king. We cater, get it to go, or just dine in at one of our two locations. So visit Tzatziki's.com or download our app. Tzatziki's Mediterranean Cafe. Experience happy taste buds. Introducing the all-new C-Class Coupe. Performance that moves you. Beauty that stops you in your tracks. The completely redesigned C-Class Coupe. Mercedes-Benz. The best or nothing.
All right, welcome back to the L-Top Radio Show. This is DJ Sean. I just want to do make a quick announcement. Hilltop Radio shows, I don't know what shows we're going to do, either Monday or Sunday, Monday. We'll be picking up, randomly picking on Sunday, Monday, and Thursday. There will be syndicated on Sunday afternoon, no, Saturday afternoon over on the radio station out of Phoenix, Arizona. You know, just let you guys know what's going on, the people know what's going on. Real recognizes real. You guys remember last week when we had Toni Tolbert? She was on the show, the young lady we had Thursday night. Well, it was a radio program director that was listening to the interview, and he loved the interview that we gave her and everything, and he reached out to me on Saturday. You know, I told him, you know, give me your name, you know, give me your number, I'll give you a call on today. But he was so, you know, precise in, you know, in doing it. And he actually called me yesterday. You know, I was relaxing, you know, watching March Madness, you know, just chilling. I was like, who the hell is calling me, you know, from Arizona? And it was him, man. We ended up talking for almost 2 hours. And this is what he, you know, I listened to the show and everything. I like, you know, how you guys conducted the interview and stuff like that. And he said he went back and listened to other show, previous shows and stuff. We talked about that and everything. So, you know, this is the advantage that, you know, things happen when you wait and you're patient. I've been waiting for this opportunity for a long time. A lot of radio stations has reached out and wanted me to come and work for them, but they wouldn't give me 100% control over my show, and they wanted my contacts and stuff like that. And, you know, I didn't do it. That's the reason why I'm not on FM radio right now, because I'm not going to bring, you know, create a show and then don't get control over my show. And then you want to take my contacts and stuff like that. So this opportunity came. Paperwork, waiting on the paperwork and everything. Once the paperwork gets finalized and you know, it's good on both sides, then, you know, our shows will be over there on that station out of Phoenix, Arizona. So just letting you guys know, thank you guys for doing what y'all doing, taking time out of your schedule, you know, and being here on the show. It's a lot of stuff I got to, you know, go over with you guys on, you know, as a group basis to, in order for this to really work and be compensated, you know, right. But it has to, we all have to be on the same page and everything. But that's nothing for the line to know right now. But I just want to thank you guys for doing what you're doing. And, you know, the opportunity is here. You know, it took a while to get here, but it's here. You know, and then, you know, all the ones that couldn't wait around and had hidden agendas and stuff, the only thing I can say, you know, in the words of Left Eye from TLC and House Party 3, study for you. So, you know, yeah. Yeah, so just want to let everybody aware of that and everything. And Wednesday, and then next Monday as well. Next Monday, you know, celebrating hip hop. I have had a chance to speak to the legendary Ron Syndicate from Ice-T's label. Donald D will be joining us as well Monday night with the B-Boys, with the Brother B, Chuck Chill Out. Those three will be on with us Monday night here on the Hilltop Radio Show, talking about, you know, the hip-hop era. These guys are one of the baddest groups from out of New York, and they were signed with Ice-T. They were toured all over the world, and I had an opportunity to talk with these guys, and I met Chuck Chill Out up in New York when I did the Ja Rule and Fat Joe concert back in 2016. It was over 20 some thousand people, and I was on the ones and twos at night. Yeah. So for someone, I've worked big crowds, and there's a lot of people don't know my resume goes back not only to there, but it goes back to Steady B, Cool C, three times Dope as well too. So my resume is a long resume. I just don't brag about it. I just don't talk about it because, you know, I am who I am. Double Chocolate, what's new in the House of Maria? What you got going on? These sales? Anything that women can come and jump on? The Yanni? That's right, ladies. Make sure you get in there and get that Yanni thing, because DJ Shona be in the house soon, and make sure that you know, I'll be like FDA making sure that, you know, that thing is right. But go ahead, Double Chocolate. Anything going on?
Yanni Seams and Body Contouring right now is on sale for $50. So $50 Yanni Seams, so that's $10 off. And same thing for the body contouring. It's $60 for body part, but I'm doing it for $50. And if you bring a friend, then it'll be $45 for you and $45 for your friend. So you get a bigger discount if you come with more than just yourself. I also have my Yanni Seams Yanni Wash and Yanni Oils on sale for $5. My huge sale I have on sale for $10. And my small and medium-sized sales stage is anywhere between $5 and $8 sales this week. So make sure y'all come check me out at my Don Marie's Candle Shop. And no, I'm not running any sales on readings. Readings are $55 if you walk in, $45 over the phone. So if you want to schedule a reading, make sure you hit me up.
All right. Thank you, Double Chocolate, for that. And for the people out there listening out in Louisiana. Scrap Iron, you was at a venue over the weekend. How, you know, where were you at, and what was the venue for? What was the cause?
Man, it was actually this guy named Doug out there. Doug's this thing in a Texarkana called the Soul Section. And, man, he's been doing it for some years, and, I mean, he's been very successful with it. I ran across an artist named Mandy and everything. Now, she was doing her setup, where she was doing a lot of other people's songs and everything. And I asked her, did she have, you know, some of her original work? And she's she say she's actually working on some now. But, man, when I tell you this lady took you on a journey, I mean, she went Mary J. She went up the scales on it. And, man, I was texting Ross in between. I was like, man, this girl is it's nice. I mean, you know, she and look, she's you could say she's a big beautiful woman, and she was confident in everything that she did up there. I'm just like, man, I just sat and watched her, and I was truly entertained. So Doug and I talked, and Doug, I explained to Doug, I said, well, you know, I've been working with, you know, DJ Sean on Hilltop Radio Show. He said, okay. He said, well, if you want to come and interview some of these people sometimes, you know, he just opened the doors. I mean, he opened the doors. He's like, you know, just let me know what you want to do. We'll set it up where whatever artist I bring here, you can set up an interview or something, you know. I said, well, let me run that by my peoples and see what they think. You get their professional opinion on it. But I definitely loved everything that I saw this weekend. And he said, I do it every month. And it's always a full house and turnout.
Oh, wow. That's a big enough, man. I think. Have to connect with the brother and see what's going on. But yeah, man. All right. Money Mike.
Oh, and it's BYOB, so you know I brought my own bottles.
Oh yeah. Money Mike, anything out over the weekend for you?
Just working with artists, definitely of course as you know with DJ Sun, getting the UNG brand in full swing, you know, just a lot of positive feedback on the No Weight On Me song. So a lot of people digging the video saying, hey, we love where y'all took it at, where y'all missed the elements of the chorus with the new, but then y'all, you know, kind of dip it with the flavor of the what is of hip-hop. So just hearing good things about the single, and, you know, hopefully, I ain't going to say hopefully, I'm already claiming it this summer. We're going to be back out on that road. Money Mike going to be at 90 to 100% running across that stage.
Yeah.
And we're going to be all up in the Cackalackies. And he's going to be leaning over the scrap like, tell your boy to calm his ass down right now. Right now. He's doing too much right now. So, most definitely.
All right, all right. And also, we want to say, everybody out there in Hilltop Land, congratulations to Double Chocolate. Getting ready to be a grandmom in about 6 months, 7 months?
Yes, I'm going to be a sexy granny baby. And now I'm going to have that baby so far. You just going to say that? Mm-hmm, thank you.
What's so funny, DJ Sean found out yesterday that I'm getting ready to be a grandfather again. My oldest one is pregnant. She got girls, four daughters, so she's trying to get that boy. So, you know, I just found that out yesterday. She's 4 weeks? Yeah, 4 weeks. She's 4 weeks, yeah, so, yeah.
Hey, DJ Sean.
Yes, sir.
Sean, look.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to have to say this. You know, I don't claim the title of grandpa. I ain't ready to claim that one yet, but I'm a G-pop.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, the oldest one's called, the oldest one, she calls me Papa. And the three youngest ones, they call me Papat. Yeah, so I'm a Pop-Pop, Papat. Yeah.
Oh, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, man, so...
I'm trying not to get the old name, but it's inedible.
Yeah,
they called me Grandma Roz. They said nope.
They were like, Grandma, you got a big old behind, Grandma.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Grandma, you got a rump shaker. How did they get that big?
My baby better not ask me that. My baby better not ask me that.
You're going to be like, hey, man, DJ Sean, I'm talking that 3 years ago on the radio. When that big Kyle was going to sing.
And I already know that's going to be a sassy baby because my daughter's sassy. I don't know where she get that from.
Apple don't fall far.
Why y'all got quiet?
Huh? I'm talking. Willie Mike play.
Why y'all got all quiet? Like, hmm.
I just say the apple in the tree theory is true.
I don't know.
I don't hear no denial, man. Oh, hey, well, you know what I'm saying? That look, I gotta go. You said it, so I gotta go and tell you the truth about good girls. Good girls are really bad girls who ain't been caught yet.
Where's Shug Avery?
You caught him.
Yeah, I caught her to it. If nobody don't know you on this radio show, DJ Sean knows you. I know you like a book. Like I'm in your damn house, sitting there.
That's why I be laughing.
I know you like a book. Yeah. See, a lot of people just hear. I listen and I hear and I pay attention on what's being said. That's how you get to know somebody. You gotta listen to them, you gotta hear them, and you gotta pay attention. You get those three in, then you be able to know when they're serious, when they're not serious, when they crack it as a joke before they even crack it. You know that's the chemistry. It's called chemistry. That's a chemistry being double tackle has. And that was, it ain't take long for our chemistry to connect on the radio because those three things. Once you get those three things, even in a relationship, you know, get those three things. You know, like when you she argue with you, I hear you. Be quiet. I hear you. I'm listening to you. Trust me and believe. You paying attention to what she's saying. And you know, next time when she comes around, and she comes with that attitude, you're already ready and prepared for it. Why? Because you paid attention.
Wow.
Seriously. That's right. I ain't lying.
I made this a video shoot.
I ain't lying. But this is Hill Talk Radio Show, you guys. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, everybody for being a part of the show. Make sure you tune in Wednesday afternoon. We got the demands from Dallas, Texas, and we'll see you back here Thursday night on the Hilltop Radio Show. Peace, love, and much blessings to you. Excuse me, are we out of here?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I'm taking it back to the old school.
Ain't nothing but tootin' and fruitin'. Get on the floor if you got that booty.
I'm taking it back to the old school. Back to the old school.
Ain't nothing but tootin' fruity. Get on the floor if you got that booty.